Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
I pledge allegiance to breaking the self-imposed barriers of my humanness. I recognize that my time on this planet is precious and limited. Every day is a canvas on which I can create. Every day is an opportunity for me to move in the direction of the dreams and the expanded vision I feel inside. By setting aside petty grievances, past mistakes, righteous anger, and my broken story, I pledge to move forward and embrace the experience of freedom right here and right now. I pledge allegiance to the expression of my spiritual honesty. I fully own the fact that my presence here in this body and on this earth is a celebration of uniqueness and importance. Creation makes no mistakes. I am a creation of life, of a higher power, of perfection. My reason for being here matters in the grand divine plan. I must be honest with my contract of life and walk the path of my destiny with conviction, purpose, and grace. I pledge allegiance to the quiet soldier within. I understand that the championing spirit that is already cellularly alive inside of me, that was already in place at the time of my birth, waits patiently for my current belief about myself to join it in its knowing. I march forward towards a history of my own making, wisely, lovingly choosing the means by which I spread my beliefs and convictions. I never make others wrong for their chosen path, for I recognize the innumerable roads that lead to the One. I pledge allegiance to a partnership with Divinity. I choose to see others and myself from eyes that already view the wholeness and perfection within. I do not entertain our past damage or encourage us to identify with it. For I trust that a grander calling card has been printed for us to distribute in promoting our lives. I champion all of us to celebrate what is working rather than what isn't. I pledge allegiance to wise discernment, knowing when to speak and when to remain quiet, knowing when to comfort and when to leave alone. Knowing when to intervene and when to avoid rescuing and interfering. I pledge allegiance to people and projects of substance. I cannot travel this road alone. If there is anything we need as a species, it is each other. I actively choose to support those whose work I believe in with my time, talent, and treasure. I joyously give to those whose intention and purpose is for self-empowerment and the awakening of humanity to its personal magnificence. I rally to make others aware of such light bearers and do what I can to support them in furthering their vision. I pledge allegiance to the freedom from comparison. I once and for all lay down my wearisome, stale beliefs of unworthiness and not being good enough. I know that my past does not define who I am. I am forever evolving, growing, and learning. I recognize that I am a marvel. I now choose opportunities to let my voice be heard, to let my light shatter the darkness of futility, so that every personal dream is explored. I pledge allegiance in knowing that things are not always as they seem. Just because something can't be seen with the physical eye or rationalized by our current mode of understanding does not negate its existence. Understanding the difference between reality and illusion, I move into a fuller acceptance of the non-physical, the mystical, intuitive, soul aspect of living that expands my consciousness and deepens my days. I pledge allegiance to actions that fulfill the greatest good for all. By becoming a gatekeeper of compassion, tolerance, and love, I move into a fuller conviction of pure intent with regard to the words that I speak and the choices that I make. I pursue a win-win in all activities of life. I pledge allegiance to those who have gone before me, the ancestral lineage whose courage, sacrifice, and conviction still live in my bones. I honor the privileges given to me today because of the sweat from their pioneering efforts and the fortitude of their convictions. I give thanks for my responsibility in creating the same for future generations. I pledge allegiance to a love that has no agenda. I no longer choose to give for what I might get, to manipulate in order to control, to abandon before I can be abandoned, to tolerate because there are seemingly no other options. I choose to love as a way of being. I am content in my choice whether outside circumstances respond or not. In being love, I create fulfillment above and beyond what the human condition can provide. I pledge allegiance to the sacredness of laughter, knowing that the greatest healing force that exists reverberates from the vibration of this holy and irreplaceable gift. I allow humor, joy, and eruptions of laughter to make their home in my heart. I let my physical body respond to the sacred stimulus and biological wonder that laughter creates, and vow to keep this attribute alive and thriving all the days of my life.
Loud and clear, my soul Hello and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living virtual service. I am Edward Fulyun and it's a pleasure to welcome you to our service. It's July and centers for spiritual living all over our nation are likely talking about freedom. Our teaching, The Science of Mind, is very clear that the birthright of every being, for every soul, is freedom. And that the freedom that any one of us enjoys must be available to everyone, regardless of race, sexual orientation, culture, gender identity, age, or any of the ways that we show up differently in this world. Even so, even though freedom we hold to be a birthright for every being, there may very well be social, economic, cultural, political, religious, or even personal blocks to a person experiencing that freedom. So then, for those of us who have freedom, the invitation can be to share it, to ensure that others may have it, and to speak for it, and to be a living example of it, of freedom for all. Our founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, when talking about freedom, made the distinction between liberty and license. In other words, he was guiding us to use our freedom responsibly. As Paul's first letter to the Corinthians states, all things may be possible, but not all things are beneficial. This is a reminder to me that, yes, I may be free to think and speak in any way I like. However, just because something is possible does not necessarily mean that it's a good choice for building a life of meaning and connection and worth. You know, simply because it's possible to cheat, to lie, to gossip, to use foul language, to be mean-spirited, to put my needs first, to use sarcasm, rudeness, does not necessarily mean that behaving that way, in any of those ways, will take me where I want to go in life, or to make the kind of contribution to the world that I want to, as part of the legacy I leave for the world. So here is a great question to consider this month. What would an irresponsible use of my freedom be? What would that look like? Perhaps using my freedom without regard for its impact on others? Maybe using my freedom without considering if others have the same access to it that I do? This is an important issue that is being discussed in spiritual communities everywhere as we do the inner work that is necessary to create a world of equity and oneness. Another good question is this: what would a responsible use of my freedom look like? What would that be like? I can think of a few ideas. Perhaps you have your own. Maybe it means I can commit to taking responsibility for the impact, the effect that my words and actions and thoughts and choices have on others. Now, if you would like to know more about the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, please do visit our newly designed and easy-to-navigate website where there is all kinds of information about how we can stay together during this pandemic. I'll tell you a little humorous detail. We had a virtual social hall meeting recently. That's where we gather in groups, just like we would if we were at the center to chat and catch up. And I gave a little walkthrough, a demonstration of our newly designed website. I was using Zoom at the time, just like we are right now. And as I showed this feature or that feature, I heard people in the group saying, "Ooh, oh, really?" That's great. That's nice. But it also let me know that there are many people in our spiritual community who have not yet taken advantage of everything that is there. It is the number one stop for all of our connections, all of our information, everything about what's happening in your spiritual community. Now, you know where it is by now. Why don't you just go ahead and say the address with me right now, www.cslsr.org. Oh, and also many of you will know that we have a radio show, Spiritual Living with Edward Fulyun, and it's on KSRO, AM radio, 1350, 8:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings. And for years now, Peter Stickney, one of our practitioners, is the person behind the scenes who has tirelessly made that happen. So thank you, Peter, for your service. And Peter has also let us know that he intends to hand that project over to someone else now, or maybe even a team of someone else's. So if you are comfortable with basic edits to sound files, and you'd like to know more about this volunteer project, contact me. My email address is my first name dot my last name at cslsr.org, edward.fulyun at cslsr.org. Contact me and I'll tell you more about the project. And again, thank you, Peter, for helping us carry our message of science of mind to the world through radio and podcasting beyond our community. I appreciate you. And now it is time for us to turn within. I know that somewhere between the music and the meditation and the prayer and the message is exactly what your heart is seeking for the next step of your spiritual journey. So I invite you to take a deep breath in with me. And as you exhale, won't you know with me that you are welcome here.
Settling into a moment of prayer, bringing us back to the remembering of the one power, the one inexhaustible presence that permeates all of life, moving in through and as everything seen and unseen, known and unknown. The seed of divine perfection, bringing about fresh new life to every breath cycle. And just as I know this power and presence moves through all life, moves in through and as me, and everyone being touched by this prayer right here, right now. So from this place, the deep, profound knowing of the interconnectedness of all life, we simply remember the sacredness available to all of us in this moment and in every moment. Knowing that as we gather today, that all is unfolding just as it should. For if life was meant to be any other way, if this moment was meant to be any other way, it would be. So I claim for each and every one of us a greater receptivity, a greater opening to the sense of community and the wisdom shared between us today. I'm so very grateful for the opportunity to remember the truth, for the opportunity to gather in this way, in this sacred moment. So with nothing left to do, nothing left to effort, nothing left to control, we simply allow this shared time to be everything that it is. Together we say, so it is. Hello, I am Kevin Filyoun, a prayer practitioner at the Center. Here is today's affirmation from our Beyond 2020 Spiritual Vision Book of Affirmations. I create a community climate conducive to honest reflection and sincere, direct communication. And so it is.
Hi, Santa Rosa. It's Nadine. So happy to be here with you today, sending you love and light through the power of music.
We're on a wheel, spinning through the cosmos. All the love we feel spins away the fear. Walking up the ladder, emanating power. Blessed Holy Spirit, guide us on our way. For we are courage and we are freedom. For all the people, as we lighten up the world, yes, we are masters and we are heroes for all the kingdoms. As we lighten up the world, give me all your burdens, give me all your sadness. You'll be filled with laughter only when you say that you are holy water, you are highly favored. Blessing all the mountains, valleys, hills, and plains. For we are courage and we are freedom. For all the people, as we lighten up the world, yes, we are masters and we are heroes. For all the kingdoms, as we lighten up the world, as we lighten up, go ahead and show the love's the way. As we lighten up, have faith in every word you say. As we lighten up, give up the stories that we made. As we lighten up, go ahead and light the way. We are on a wheel, spinning through the cosmos. All the love we feel spins away the fear. For we are holy water, we are highly favored. Blessing all the mountains, valleys, hills, and plains. For we are courage and we are freedom. For all the people, as we lighten up the world, yes, we are masters and we are heroes. For all the kingdoms, as we lighten up the world, yes, we are courage and we are freedom. For all the people, as we lighten up the world, yes, we are masters and we are heroes. For all the kingdoms, as we lighten up the world.
This month we're talking about prayer. In my opinion, it's an important subject to add to the conversation that is taking place the world over, the conversation about racial equity, inclusion, and justice. To me, it's appropriate to talk about or to restart our practice or deepen our practice our prayer practice right now, when many of us are sheltering in place and can do more prayer. While we are sheltered in place, one of the many things we can do is contribute our prayer work. This is not the time for less spiritual practice, but for more. I think of it like this. For those of us who can, why we ought to be speaking our word of prayer. For those who are in the front lines, for those who are vulnerable in vulnerable populations, for those who must work and are exposed to danger, and for those who would love to work but cannot. And for those whose families and finances have been negatively impacted by this pandemic, and for those who are not able to pay their rent this month, and for those who are shelterless, and for those who are working for much needed social change, and for those who are frightened. The list is long. There is enough need and enough requests and enough opportunities for us, well, to be in prayer 24/7, 365. Indeed, the Bible says we ought to pray without ceasing. And that was before the internet and before social media and before the massive information overload that has become part of our daily reality. I remember someone once asking a teacher, "What should I pray about? I don't really know what to pray about. Things in my life are going well." And the teacher answered, "Just read the news and then you'll know." Prayer, affirmative prayer, is what we learn about in our Science of Mind classes. It's what Dr. Sayoda Bell is going to be teaching in the class called Beyond Limits that begins this week. And did you know that you can get 50% discount on the price of that class? You even can select your own price on the registration page. So check that out. You have to register today. And even if you have taken the class before, if you're sheltering in place and you feel the call to pray on behalf of our world, this class is a great context, a great environment to support you in making a regular practice and deepening. In class, we learn about prayer, affirmative prayer, we call it. It's a particular approach to prayer. And for me, when I first learned this approach, this affirmative prayer approach, it was a game changer in my life. The affirmative prayer we learn is more like a meditation and less like a request. The practice of affirmative prayer is to get clear on what the divine is to me at any given moment, and then to see myself and to see you and to see the world as the divine sees it. And once a person learns this affirmative prayer process, it becomes a way of life. Now, every time something shows up in my life, every time someone shows up in my life, some disturbance, even some joy in my neighborhood, anywhere, what am I going to do? Because now I've learned, before I do anything in the world, first do something inside my own mind. Do an affirmative prayer. Get clear on the divine, and then attempt to see myself and you and the situation through the lens of how the divine sees it. Now that I've learned to do that, I can't not do it. I kind of think of it as a moral imperative of my faith to speak my word of prayer, because when I don't speak my word of prayer, my silence allows things to stay the same, to keep on going the way they have always been. When I'm silent in my prayer, and what I mean by that is I don't do my prayer, well, then I don't have to face the question of how does the divine see this? I can stay in my opinion. I can stay in my politics. I can stay in my conditioning. I can disconnect myself from the spiritual understanding of oneness. I don't have to deal with this idea of we are connected and I am you and you are me. And I can avoid those urges, those uncomfortable urges of the divine that want to move me forward in my spiritual evolution. I don't have to open myself to the awareness of what the divine wants to express through me that it can only do through me. And now we're learning this is also true in the social world. As much as it is true in my prayer life, in the social world, when I'm silent, you know, when it comes to injustice, racism, prejudice, then I don't have to engage. I don't have to feel the discomfort of two dissonant points of view working themselves out in a conversation. Whoever it is who first said, "Life is not a spectator sport," I think was correct. We are part of it, and it is part of us. We've been looking at that. In the past several weeks, we've had meetings in our center's various communities, most recently with our virtual social hall, and that takes place on the third Sunday of each month, where we get together, see each other, talk together. And in that meeting, we ask the question, how can we, as a spiritual community, respond to the emerging conversation and the rising consciousness of what racism has been doing in our society worldwide? You know, because we are part of the society and it is part of us. So let's dive in. Let's look. As you can imagine, one of the frequent responses is, we could pray. And I'm for that, yes, because prayer is powerful and it is an action, and because prayer anchors me in my spirituality, and because prayer makes me a better person, and because prayer gives me courage, and because prayer reminds me who I am, and because prayer reminds me of the sacredness of life, and because it is the case that prayer will definitely and dependably lead me to do what is mine to do. Also, you can imagine many of the responses from our conversation when we discussed the answer to the question, how can we as a spiritual community respond to the emerging conversation and rising consciousness of racism worldwide? Some of the responses showed the deep and sincere desire in our community to do more, and also to do the inner work that will dismantle whatever traces of prejudice, known or unknown, or supremacy, known or unknown, that might be lurking within ourselves. So out of these discussions, three actions have emerged. One, we're creating a resource list of movies and books and podcasts for spiritual allies of oneness, and we're going to post that on our website in the upcoming weeks. We're working on that. We took notes in all of the meetings and collected resources mentioned by our community members. The second action that has arisen, we are actively researching organizations that work toward racial equity, inclusion, justice, so that we can nominate them for our nonprofit partners for our 2021 program. And there will be an online nomination form made available in the upcoming weeks so that you, members of our community, can participate also in nominating organizations for our nonprofit partner program. The third action that has arisen is that we are hosting a community-wide book study using Me and White Supremacy by Leila Said. Now, the details for that book study will be published on our website shortly, too. So stay in contact with our website. That's where it's all happening and where you can find out how you can be part of the emerging conversation. Now, these three actions I mentioned, they can, all of them, importantly, also be supported in prayer by you and by me. So let me get back to the topic for today. The question is, what is prayer? It's helpful, I think, for a person to go back to what did I learn as a child about prayer? Now, I've done that, and much of what I learned about prayer as a child was not helpful. One of the first bold impressions I have from growing up, what I learned about prayer was that it was an instrument, a means to an end. You know, prayer is something you did to get something done. which I admit is still an attractive concept. I mean, who doesn't want to get a few things done, handled? And I have handled some important things in my life through prayer. I've got some stuff done because of affirmative prayer. The realization now, or I can even call it a problem, is that this idea of prayer being a means to an end, it's limited. It's one-dimensional because there is so much more to prayer. Yes, it's true. There's a creative component to prayer. Yes, prayer can change things. And, importantly, prayer can be prayed for the experience of praying itself. One of my favorite authors on prayer, Helene Chiarovino, wrote this: "Prayer should be cherished for its benefit at the very moment it is experienced, not for what it can do in the future." That's good. Let's do that again. Prayer should be cherished for its benefit at the very moment it is experienced, not for what it can do in the future. So then, when I'm praying, my prayer, where is my mind? Is my mind on the future or is it in the prayer? When I'm praying my prayer, is my mind on the outcome or is it in the prayer? You see, this is a beautiful idea. If I can stay out of the future for a moment and be in the prayer, then my prayer becomes a way of coming into conscious contact, conscious awareness of the divine, with the divine, and I can be nourished by that and blessed by that. It's true, you and I are always in contact with the divine, and prayer makes that contact conscious, real, available. Sometimes I'm not available in life because I can be easily distracted, for example, by my cell phone. You know, I could be in a conversation with someone I dearly love, and bing, the text alert goes off on my phone. There goes my attention, whisked away from someone I adore, stolen away, stolen from a moment of cherished, close sharing. Bing. It wasn't until I experienced being on the other side of that kind of ever so slightly distractedness that I realized, this is no way to treat the people I love. This is no way to treat anyone. This is no way to pray. Prayer is immersing myself, undistractedly as I can, in the presence of the beloved. No one else. Nothing else. No other time. Just the one, being with the spiritual love of my life, being with the lover of my soul, being with the source, being in the temple of the Most High. There is so much more to prayer than getting what I want. There is so much more to prayer than controlling conditions. There is so much more to prayer that can only be found in the act of prayer itself. When I give myself over as completely as I can to the act of prayer. I had to let go of some of the things I learned as a child about prayer. I had to let go of the idea that prayer is some kind of silver bullet that can magically solve all things. Maybe, but in reality, prayer is more about getting into sync with the divine, and cooperating with that, and working with that to allow it to make changes in ourselves and then through us in the world. I've had to learn patience with prayer because it doesn't always result in a sudden answer or a memo of bullet steps that I need to take, you know, especially if what I'm praying about has been with me for a very long time, or if I'm praying about something that has been in the world for a very long time, or if I'm praying about something that has been hidden in society for a very long time. In that case, then, my prayer practice, well, it seems to me it's more like that idea you've heard before. The act of a sculptor chipping away at the marble to eventually reveal a statue. Yes, prayer is like art, creative. And prayer is like music, sometimes wordless. Prayer is like poetry, you know, it's where you say things that ordinary language cannot. Prayer is like a secret conversation between besties. I love that phrase, a bestie. You know what a bestie is, right? A best friend. That's that person you can't do anything wrong in their eyes because they'll always love you. It's that person where, there isn't anything you can't tell them. You'll always be safe. You'll always be heard. And even if you withhold something important from them, it's likely they already knew. And then when you do confess that you withheld something, they forgive you. Because they want for you what you want for you. And they are so close that it doesn't matter how you show up. And you're so close that it doesn't matter if you use the right words. And you're so close that sometimes you complete each other's sentences. And you're so close that sometimes you wonder if you were together in a previous lifetime. Thinking of prayer, then, it's like being with your bestie. And the very first step in affirmative prayer is to let myself, well, it's to get myself mentally into the company of my bestie, my beloved, my spiritual lover, my source. To forget about the future for a moment. To set aside, well, everything for a moment. And to be present as much as I can be for the experience. Now, the next time we are together, we're going to examine what are some of the reasons we don't pray. To see if we can unpack that. And understand it, and maybe move through it together into a regular practice of affirmative prayer. I invite you to take a breath in with me right now, and to exhale, letting your eyes close, as we enter into a moment of spiritual practice together. Recognizing one presence that is the ultimate source of all life, the love of the universe, the mind of creation, the spirit of all that is. I, Edward, identify myself as part of it, its everywhere presentness, its all-pervasive essence. And in so identifying myself with it, I must identify everyone and everything and all else with this same presence in the miraculous and beautiful, awe-inspiring configuration of oneness. And in so doing, I realize that I am, and each one of us are, an individual, unique point of creation within the splendor of the oneness of creation. And this realization helps me. It dissolves in me any barriers. It brings to the forefront any hidden beliefs that keep me from stepping deeper into this way of being, of love, of oneness. And so I declare that I am willing to be a fuller, better, greater channel for the expression of the light of the universe and its love. And I'm willing also to let that light show me what is mine to do and to help me understand what I have not yet understood and to see what I have not seen. I give thanks for this prayer and for the beneficial impact it is having on me and all who hear it. and I release this word into that aspect of the divine we call the law, so that we may know together that having spoken the word, it is done. And so it is. And now I invite you to let the next breath you take be deeper still. And as you exhale, we make the transition to that part of our service that is our offering. Thank you to all the people who have sent in their contributions using our online giving portal at www.cslsr.org. It's so moving to receive it when we are not physically together. You know, it can be destabilizing. And then the gifts come in. And then the letters with the words of encouragement come in. And then those barriers of appearing separateness dissolve somewhat. And then courage comes back. And yes, we are together in this. And yes, our center is important to us. And yes, the work that we are doing is valuable and we want to see it continued. And thank you for that. Thank you, especially, as I say every week, to the people who are sending in words, cards, affirmations, thoughts, along with their gifts in the physical mail, along with their checks. We go in and we pick those up, and it's just, it's soul nourishing to know we are connected that way. And so now, during our time where we consider how much we mean to each other, and how much the center means to us in our life, I invite you to enjoy this music.
When I pray, I feel my heart go deeper, my heart go deeper into my God. When I pray, I feel my heart go deeper, my heart go deeper into my God. Right here, right now, right where I am, I pray. Right here, right now, right where I am, I pray. When I pray, I feel my soul go deeper, my soul go deeper into my God. When I pray, I feel my soul go deeper, my soul go deeper into my God. Right here, right now, right where I am, I pray. Right here, right now, right where I am, I pray. When I pray, I feel my love go deeper, my love go deeper into my God. When I pray, I feel my love go deeper, my love go deeper into my God. Right here, right now, right where I am, I pray. Right here, right now, right where I am, I pray, I feel my heart go deeper, my heart go deeper into my God.
Hello, everyone. I'm Alan Yeager, the Center's webmaster, here to let you know about the easiest way to keep up with everything happening these days at the Center. When you go to our website, cslsr.org, scroll down to the big yellow band across the middle of the homepage called Sunday Links. From here, in just one click, you can go to Sunday service on Zoom, or Sunday service on Facebook, or one-on-one prayer with a practitioner after service, or to our Sunday bulletin. Don't miss the article in this week's bulletin about the reduced pricing for Beyond Limits, the class with Reverend Sciota Bell. You can receive up to 50% off the regular price. When you register, simply pick the price that works best for you. In the bulletin, you will also find a complete list of our weekly and monthly group meetings, along with the Zoom links to use for attending. Have a wonderful week ahead, and remember to look for the big yellow band across the middle of our homepage.
Hi, I'm Sciota Bell, your spiritual support minister, and I wonder if you ever think about whether or not you're living your life to express your divine purpose. Or maybe you ask yourself, what the heck am I doing here? Our class, Beyond Limits, goes right to the heart of these matters. Each week, we have time for spiritual exercises, small group discussion, and meditation. That's how you'll discover how things really work, how to see yourself with new eyes, and how to activate greater oneness and wholeness in your life. This summer, we're able to offer this class at a special discount price. It runs for 10 weeks. Our enrollment closes on July 5th, and our first class is Thursday, July 9th. I hope you'll join me for Beyond Limits and make it a really great summer adventure.
Sandberg, one of your licensed prayer practitioners, inviting you to check out our virtual written chapel for prayer after service. We have licensed prayer practitioners lined up and waiting for you, and it's an easy process to find us. The link is on the website, cslsr.org, and also after our service, you will be prompted to where the link exists. So all you need to do is follow the link, and when you enter Gritton Chapel, you will be met by Jeff Basham, one of our creative prayer practitioners, and you will be in our waiting room for a few seconds and then connected with a prayer practitioner in a setting much like this one. So you'll have a private room with a practitioner. No masks are required, and your session will be in a place that is safe and comfortable and confidential. And during this time with your practitioner, you'll be able to talk about what's on your heart and receive a prayer for how to look at life, perhaps in different ways, and how to draw in the resources that are needed. So I hope you'll take up this invitation to join us in Gritton Chapel. it's a new experience for me as a practitioner in this virtual environment, but one that I'm finding that I'm enjoying more and more as clients tell me they feel very comfortable and supportive. There's no dress code or hair code requirement, and it's a very lovely way to have an intimate conversation and connection with a prayer practitioner for guidance in a time that we're experiencing separation. So thank you, and I look forward to seeing you in virtual Green Chapel. Blessed be. All that I am, I offer at the altar.